This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilization spirit. He said Somnath Temple continues to stand tall despite repeated attacks and immense adversity. In an op-ed marking the historic milestone of 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath Temple in the year 1026, the Prime Minister said hearing the word Somnath instills a sense of pride in people's hearts and minds. He said it is the eternal proclamation of country's soul, and this majestic temple is situated on the western coast of the country in Gujarat at a place called Prabhaspatan. Lauding the efforts of those who contributed in the restoration of the Somnath Temple, the Prime Minister said another important milestone would be completed in 2026, marking the 75 years since the restored wood temple was opened to devotees. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Somnath in Gujarat on Sunday. The year 2026 marks 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath took place. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissioned the Indian Coast Guard's first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel Samudra Pratap in Goa today. At the commissioning of Samudra Pratap, the Defence Minister held the vessel as a symbol of country's collective resolve and maritime confidence. The Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, while commissioning the vessel, emphasized that protecting marine biodiversity is a moral responsibility in the face of climate change. Beyond pollution response, the vessel strengthens search and rescue and patrolling efforts. Mr. Singh highlighted India's commitment to inclusivity with the deployment of the 2 women officers, while urging industry to aim for 90% indigenization in future projects. A 5.1 magnitude earthquake struck central Assam at 4:17 a.m. today. The epicenter of the tremor was near Assam's Morigaon district at a depth of 50 kilometers. The tremors were felt across several parts of the central Assam in Arunachal and Arunachal Pradesh and several areas of nearby northeastern states, triggering panic among residents who rushed out of their homes. However, no immediate reports of loss of life or damage to property have been received so far. The tremors were also felt in neighboring countries of Bhutan, Nepal, and Bangladesh. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that electronics production in the country has increased 6 times and exports have grown 8 times in the last 11 years. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said, Apple shipped mobile phones worth $50 billion in 2025. The minister said 46 component manufacturing projects, laptop, server and hearable manufacturers are making electronics manufacturing as a major driver of the manufacturing economy. He said 4 semiconductor plants will start commercial production this year. Mr. Vaishnav highlighted that the total number of jobs in electronics manufacturing is now 25 lakh, with many factories employing more than 5,000 employees in a single location. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the National Cadet Corps has played a commendable role during Operation Sindoor. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this while addressing the NCC Republic Day Parade Camp 2026 in New Delhi. Highlighting the success of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Radhakrishnan said the operation saw the country's resolve to protect its honor, its national honor, sovereignty, and people. Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rojgar and Ajivika Mission, Gramin Viksit Bharat Gram G Act, has been brought to bring transparency in the earlier MNREGA scheme. Addressing farmers at Erode in Tamil Nadu today, the minister said the scheme has been extended to 125 days of the beneficiaries. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.